You're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years. Offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
Hello, and welcome to a Better Weather special update. It is nasty out there. Places are flooding all over, according to reports on Waze.com and DPWs across the state. Roads are flooding. Albany is seeing some flooded out basements. I'm sure they're not the only ones. Rudolph Weir, 23B, 9G, south of Hudson, 9H, north of Hudson, all are showing signs of flooding with roads closing down. Stay inside, avoid travel if you can, especially now since the cold weather is also approaching. To the west of us, I'm already seeing negative temperatures registering on the Mesonet. Up the mountain, we're already seeing close to freezing, so it will be turning over to freezing soon. Possibly warm pockets of air could be hanging out down in the valleys. Hopefully that's the case, but just in case it isn't, watch out for surface ice. Everybody, stay safe out there.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, ma'am. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland. Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. You can do the job when you're in town. We'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson. And I'm joined each week by young people from our community, ages 8 to 20. And we talk about books that we love, books that we're not so fond of, and also other bookish topics. And unfortunately, with the busy time of year that we're finding ourselves in, the youth could not join me this week, so it's just me. But I wanted to share some poems and some songs to get everyone in the spirit for the solstice, for Hanukkah, for Christmas, Kwanzaa. We wish everyone who celebrates a happy holiday. And we also want to share some winter love. When I've talked to my young co-hosts over recent weeks about what they're excited about for in the future, they've often mentioned the holidays, but they've also mentioned how much they really love snow, a lot of snow. So I've picked out some poems that are youth appropriate and that talk about winter and snow. And I will share some of those with you today. I'll also share some winter book picks and some holiday songs. So I'll start off with two poems by Robert Frost, one which most people will have heard, but never hurts to hear it again. So the first one is Dust of Snow by Robert Frost. It's a short one. The way a crow shook down on me the dust of snow from a hemlock tree has given my heart a change of mood and saved some part of a day I had rued. I'd actually never heard this poem before, and I read a lot of Robert Frost in my lifetime, and I love it. It's so simple and so effective and really brings alive a moment. So really enjoyed that one. And the second one I wanted to share is his very famous Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. And there's actually a really beautiful picture book that was just released that is this poem. It has beautiful illustrations, and I would highly suggest people check that out. The illustrations are by P.J. Lynch, in case you're trying to track down the right copy. And here's the poem. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep. That is a classic that is so beautiful that I can't blame it for being so famous. It's a great one. And again, really paints a scene in your mind. So we'll play a quick holiday song and then be back with some more poems. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Days of love, days are
Leave the man a chef, it's on the shelf.
Day six.
Was Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with 8 Days of Hanukkah from their very fun It's a Holiday Soul Party. Lots of great songs on that album. And now I'm going to share one of my winter book picks for you all. And both of these are books that I actually haven't read yet, but I trust and appreciate the authors so much and the readers that I know who have read and loved it so much that I feel confident suggesting them to you. And both take place during snowstorms. And both are also written by multiple authors working together, which is fun. So the first one is a little bit of an older title. It was from 2008, and it was by the very popular author John Green, as well as Maureen Johnson and Lauren Miracle, who are also very popular authors for teens. And this is a teen book, and I will read the description for you. An ill-timed storm on Christmas Eve buries the residents of Gracetown under multiple feet of snow and causes quite a bit of chaos. One brave soul ventures out into the storm from her stranded train, setting off a chain of events that will change quite a few lives. Over the next 3 days, one girl takes a risky shortcut with an adorable stranger. Three friends set out to win a race to the Waffle House, and the hash brown spoils, and the fate of a teacup pig falls into the hands of a lovesick barista. A trio of today's best-selling authors, John Green, Maureen Johnson, and Lauren Miracle, brings all the magic of the holidays to life in three hilarious and charming interconnected tales of love, romance, and kisses that will steal your breath away. So that's Let It Snow by John Green, Maureen Johnson, and Lauren Miracle. Sounds like a fun winter read, fun holiday read, little romance at winter time. Should be fun. I love a good interconnected story where characters in different areas of a same place come together in some ways or connect in some ways. So I'm actually shocked that I haven't read that one yet. And I've read most of John Green's books. So somehow I missed this one. Perhaps I'll get to it this year. So now we'll do another quick song and then get back with some more poems and book picks.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire
So that was Let It Snow from Casey Musgrave's Christmas album, A Very Casey Christmas. And now I have a couple more poems to share. I'll start off with a poem by Edna St. Vincent Millay called When the Year Grows Old. I cannot but remember when the year grows old, October, November, how she disliked the cold. She used to watch the swallows go down across the sky and turn from the window with a little sharp sigh. And often when the brown leaves were brittle on the ground and the wind in the chimney made a melancholy sound, she had a look about her that I wish I could forget, the look of a scared thing sitting in a net. Oh, beautiful at nightfall the soft spitting snow, and beautiful the bare boughs rubbing to and fro. But the roaring of the fire and the warmth of fur and the boiling of the kettle were beautiful to her. I cannot but remember when the year grows old, October, November, how she disliked the cold. And that's When the Year Grows Old by Edna St. Vincent Millay, which was published in her book Renaissance and Other Poems. And she, of course, spent a good deal of time in Columbia County in Austerlitz at Steepletop, her home in the country. And unfortunately, the house is now closed for tours, but I managed to get in there right before they closed to visitors. And it was a very interesting tour, and her property was quite beautiful. Walking around there, you can see how it would inspire poetry. I definitely encourage anyone out there listening who is interested in poetry and Edna St. Vincent Millay, who has not ever heard her reading her own poems, to do a quick search online and find some samples of her reading her own poems, because she just has a really interesting and fun, beautiful way of reading poetry. Much different than how I read poetry, which I apologize, I am not a poet or an acclaimed poetry reader, but I am doing my best. But definitely check that out. And now I'll read one called The Snowfall Is So Silent by Miguel de Unamuno, and it was translated by Robert Bly. The snowfall is so silent, so slow. Bit by bit, with delicacy, it settles down on the earth and covers over the fields. The silent snow comes down, white and weightless. Snowfall makes no noise, falls as forgetting falls, flake after flake. It covers the fields gently while frost attacks them with its sudden flashes of white, covers everything with its pure and silent covering. Not one thing on the ground anywhere escapes it. And wherever it falls, it stays, content and gay, for snow does not slip off as rain does, but it stays and sinks in. The flakes are sky flowers, pale lilies from the clouds that wither on earth. They come down blossoming, but then so quickly they are gone. They bloom only on the peak above the mountains and make the earth feel heavier when they die inside. Snow, delicate snow, that falls with such lightness on the head, on the feelings, come and cover over the sadness that lies always in my reason. And this poem was taken from Roots and Wings, Poetry from Spain, 1900 to 1975, which was translated by Robert Bly and, of course, written by Miguel de Unamuno. And all of these poems I found on poets.org. They have special collections of poems by theme, and they also have special sections of poems by theme, especially for kids. So it's a great way to find some good youth-appropriate and interesting poems. And I really like reading poems by theme, especially for something like winter, which a lot of the poems you're going to find are about snow. So it's interesting to read several different poems about the same topic and see how different poets convey different ideas or tell different stories, paint different pictures. I really enjoy that. So highly suggest checking out that site, poets.org. So I'll play a little Christmas tune now, and then we'll be back with another book pick and another poem.
Oh yeah, candles burning low, wish you a Merry Christmas, baby. Such happiness in the coming year. Oh, baby, let's deck the halls with holly. Sing sweet silent night. Fill the tree with angel hair. Pretty, pretty lights. Go to sleep and wake up just before daylight. And all these things and more, baby.
Welcome back. That was What Christmas Means to Me by the great Stevie Wonder. Hope you enjoyed that tune. And now I'm going to jump into my final book pick and poem for today. So I thought I would share The Shortest Day by Susan Cooper, because we just experienced the shortest day with the solstice. And this is a lovely poem that I've been hearing my whole life, and it never gets old. And so the shortest day came and the year died, and everywhere down the centuries of the snow-white world came people singing, dancing, to drive the dark away. They lighted candles in the winter trees, they hung their homes with evergreen, they burned beseeching fires all night long to keep the year alive. And when the new year's sunshine blazed awake, they shouted, reveling. Through all the frosty ages you can hear them, echoing behind us. Listen. All the long echoes sing the same delight, this shortest day, as promise wakens in the sleeping land. They carol, feast, give thanks, and dearly love their friends, and hope for peace. And now, so do we, here now, this year and every year. Welcome, Yule. As a kid, through probably my teen years, my family went to the Christmas revels every winter, and that poem was either frequently shared or always shared at that event. And somebody on the stage would read the poem, and at the end we would all shout out, "Welcome, Yule." And I felt like I did a very bad job of shouting, "Welcome, Yule." It's hard to do on the radio in a room by myself, even though I know you're out there listening. But anyway, that's a lovely poem by Susan Cooper. And we also have a picture book version of that poem at the library, with really lovely illustrations by Carson Ellis, who is one of my favorite picture book illustrators. So I definitely encourage people to check that out. And for my final book pick, I'm going to share a book that I've actually mentioned as being at the top of my to-read list on previous show, but it still is. I haven't gotten to read it yet. I'm still trying to wrap up a couple other books that I've been reading. But it is called Whiteout, and it's by Donyell Clayton, Tiffany D. Jackson, Nick Stone, Angie Thomas, Ashley Woodfolk, and Nicola Yoon. So again, it's a joint effort by some of the top writers in young adult fiction. And this is a follow-up to their book Blackout, which came back a few years ago and was one of my favorite books of that year. I read it so quickly. It takes place during a blackout in a city, and each author tells a story of a teen or group of teens and how they're experiencing the blackout, and they're all connected in some ways throughout the story. But this one is called Whiteout, and while Blackout takes place in New York City, this one takes place in Atlanta. So here is the description. Atlanta is blanketed with snow just before Christmas, but the warmth of young love just might melt the ice in this novel of black joy and cozy, sparkling romance. As the city grinds to a halt, 12 teens band together to help a friend pull off the most epic apology of her life. But will they be able to make it happen in spite of the storm? No one is prepared for this whiteout. But then, we can't always prepare for the magical moments that change everything. From the best-selling award-winning All-Star authors who brought us Blackout comes another novel of black teen love, each relationship within as unique and sparkling as southern snowflakes. I've actually never been in Atlanta at wintertime or during a very rare Atlanta winter snow, but I know from having friends and family that live down there that snow is a big deal when it happens there. Things just really shut down. But I really look forward to this story. I loved Blackout. It was definitely one of my favorite books of that year. Forget if it was a 2020 or 2021 release. So when I heard this novel had been released, I was very excited. And I have the audiobook ready for me to listen to as soon as I finish my other two books I'm working on. But hope you'll check that out. It's Whiteout by Danielle Clayton, Tiffany D. Jackson, Nick Stone, Angie Thomas, Ashley Woodfolk, and Nicola Yoon. And it is my final book pick for today. And we're just about out of time, so I want to wish everyone a wonderful week filled with quality reading time, happy holidays, and happy reading.